Those cards in the business, it's been a pretty strange day. Personally, I'm doing just fine.
Great, great. So a little stress in your life, is that right?
Yeah, you know, if it's not one thing, it's another. I think just general life brings us stress. Yeah. In fact, my wife was asking me, why is it so crazy? And I was saying, well, honey, it's just the approach. It's just the attitude. You know, don't let it come to you. It's just stuff.
That's right, and just sort of deal with it.
Right. I mean, you could be getting this input, this horrendous input, like, we shut you down, your server's not running, which is what happened to us. And you could be saying, oh, my God, the sky is falling, the world end is coming. In fact, no, we're all here. It's the only thing that happened is that our website, nobody can see for about 6 hours or so. That's not the end of the world, is it?
No, well, there's a lot of people, as we were saying before we started this episode, that have a lot worse things to contend with than whether the server is up or down.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, so how about coming into a doctor's office and you're told, oh, by the way, it's cancer.
Yeah, or you're going to have a heart attack if you don't do something different.
Yeah. Yeah, those are really awful news. And I wonder, those are preventable. Right. I mean, the most popular preventable ways how a person dies in North America, number one, heart disease and circulatory problems.
Right.
Half of the population checks out on that. Hmm. And a third of the population goes out on cancer. That's
a lot of people.
Oh, it's insane. And it's all preventable, right?
They don't have to have that happen.
Yeah.
So what would you suggest to our listeners in terms of steps that they could take so that they don't get those messages or their families don't get those messages when they get their checkups?
Yeah, I think it's actually quite straightforward. I think it's in the everyday small steps, the little steps that we take, the small decisions that we make. You know, that the big decisions. Should I eat a lot of refined foods? Yes or no?
Hmm.
Should I be drinking soda pops? Yes or no? Should I be eating fried foods most of the time? Yes or no? Should I exercise at all?
Or watch TV instead?
Right. Yeah, so it's 6 p.m. It's sunny outside. You just came back from your office. You just sat at the desk for 8 hours, and you sat for another half an hour, if you're lucky, in transit.
Right.
And you're tired. What are you going to do? Are you going to go out for a walk, or are you going to sit down and veg? Yeah, that's one of those first decisions that you're going to make. And, of course, Life Enthusiast Co-op doesn't make a penny on that, do we?
No.
You know, the sad thing is that the most money we make is on people who are actually sick. They call us in desperation, and they're saying, oh, make me well. I don't care what it takes.
Hmm.
And that's precisely what the pharmaceutical companies do too, right?
Well, that's what they depend on.
Yeah. Yes.
They depend on everyone saying, oh, my goodness, you know, I've got this pain in the chest. I don't feel good, getting dizzy. Give me something to fix it. Even though if the person spent the last 20 years eating, you know, fruits and vegetables instead of Big Macs and onion rings and soft drinks, they wouldn't have this problem.
Probably not, even though it can happen because there are sometimes genetics, sometimes other reasons, but for the most part, yeah, if you're living healthy, you're going to stay healthy.
Like, I remember working with a fellow who waited 18 months for a triple bypass operation.
Yeah.
And when he went in, it was a quadruple. So in other words, in that 18 months that he had to wait, he got worse.
Right.
And just shocks me. You'd think, you know, if you were... Because if you're in that situation, at any moment your heart could give out, right?
Oh yes.
And you'd think he would have been taking everything he could take to, you know, make it better. But in his world, he didn't think there was anything he could take that would make it better. He needed the operation. It never occurred to him that, you know, stop eating donuts, stop drinking the beer, stop, you know, having that Coke at lunch.
Yeah, your example actually reminded me of a recent conversation with a customer. He bought the Exula Heart Studies Formula 6-pack from us. That's the 8-week program. And he was exactly in that situation. He was told that he needs to go and have a heart bypass surgery because his arteries are clogged and his heart is just going to give out on him. And he was on a waiting list. It was 3 months before the operation. So he ordered the Heart Studies 6-pack and used it up in the 2 months that was, from beginning to that.
Right.
And when he went for his checkup with his doctor the before operation, he was declared well enough that, thank you very much, you don't need the operation now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
So yeah, that is. And truly, you know, the Heart Studies formula, I think Javari gave it a good name because it's based on all of the heart studies that have been done about natural products, you know, starting with Linus Pauling back in the 60s and going forward. I mean, he showed me the pile of literature that he studied when he was formulating that.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3 feet tall pile of paper.
Wow.
And he just read and read and read, putting all of the stuff together and formulating and getting all the plants and products that would support the circulatory system.
And then putting everything in the right ratios, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, because we've talked about that before when it came to like magnesium and how magnesium and calcium have to be in the right ratios in the body.
Right.
And if one's out of whack, it doesn't matter if you take a supplement that's in the right relationship because your body's out of whack, right?
Yeah, this one is actually typical because most formulas on the market and doctors with it tell you that they're supposed to be 2-to-1, twice as much calcium as magnesium.
Right.
Which is the ideal ratio that it should be in the body.
Yes.
But in our diet, it's about 18-to-1. So you get a lot more calcium in your diet than you get of magnesium.
And so the magnesium is harder to digest or absorb,
or,
right?
Or to get. Well, it's harder to get because it's simply not present in the foods, in the soils, I should say. It's not present in the soils, so it doesn't get into the food that you eat.
Right.
So instead of doing 2-to-1, you should be doing 1-to-15.
Right. Because we have so much calcium, we don't have the magnesium, right?
Right. We don't have a calcium deficiency problem. We have a magnesium deficiency problem.
Right. Which is another problem is that, you know, many times what we think the problem is isn't really what the problem is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have to get back to the Heart Studies formula. This is really fascinating to me. He's put together all of these key nutrients, like over 30 key nutrients that are very, very important for circulatory health.
Right.
And,
yeah, there are two types of heart illness. One is called atherosclerosis, the other one arteriosclerosis. One is the hardening of the arteries, and the other one is the clogging of the arteries.
Mm.
So the clogging, that's usually caused by inner inflammation. And the cholesterol that's being deposited inside the arteries is the body's reaction to the scarring that's going on the inside of the arteries. The cholesterol is actually sort of like a smoothing agent, like putty that the body's putting in there to smooth the inner linings of the arteries.
I see what you're saying.
And the hardening, of course, the hardening of the arteries, that's calcification from lack of enzymes and other ingredients that the body needs to stay youthful and pliable.
Hmm.
And so we need to address both. Because if you have arteries that have hardened, especially in the capillaries, they don't expand anymore to let the red blood cells to push through. You know, like the smallest capillaries are so tiny that only one at a time these red blood cells are being pushed through.
Doesn't take much to clog that up, huh?
Well, what happens then is if they're hard, if they're stiff, the heart has to pump harder, put more pressure on the whole system in order to push them out to the very end.
Right.
So your blood pressure is rising in order to pump the red blood cells all the way to the end of the pipe. And the solution here is more enzymes. because once you eat away the hardening of the arteries, they will become flexible again, and your blood pressure drops automatically.
The body is an amazing machine, isn't it?
Oh, it's so complex, it makes my head spin when I try to contemplate it all at once.
But then when you get the right things in it, it works properly, and it can heal itself so well.
Oh, absolutely. You can reverse just about anything, as long as you do the right things. And that's, you know, most people think, well, I just don't even want to bother starting because it's such
much.
A huge job.
Yeah. So
but
it's
not.
So what are the back to basics that people should be looking at, Martin?
Well, you know, magnesium supplementation is one of the things that you mentioned. Magnesium is one of the four absolutely essential minerals that you have to have. And people just don't have enough of it. So, yeah, find a way to supplement with magnesium. I'd love for you to buy Twilight America's Magic Oil and spray it on.
Right, right. Or I love the magnesium bath salts.
Oh, yeah, you take it in the baths, of course. Yeah, yeah. For people who take baths, that stuff is wonderful.
I find it very relaxing, and I notice that when I don't do it, if I miss 2 or 3 weeks, because I only have a bath like once a week, I shower most of the rest of the time, just so you don't think I'm, you know,
overdosing.
rank, actually. but I notice every once in a while that if my life has got challenges in it, maybe a little bit more challenges than normal, and I find myself really nervous and starting to get short and, you know, almost like road rage, right? And this is another thing you've said before, you know, people with road rage, they've got a magnesium deficiency, and I can kind of feel it coming on, and I think, oh, I need to kind of stop being quite so hyper, and then I'll draw the bath, put the magnesium in, and sit in it for 20 minutes and relax, and then it's like, wow, and for days and days afterwards, I'm calmer and thinking
peaceful,
a lot
yeah.
clearer, peaceful. It's just amazing.
Right. So, I mean, that's one of the first basic things.
So getting
another,
the proper minerals.
Yeah, another real basic thing is salt, if you can believe it. Just basic salt is a necessary ingredient, especially if you sweat, you get rid of a lot of salt.
Right.
And again, refined salt somehow doesn't work, yet natural salt seems to work really well. And, you know, we sell the Himalayan crystal salt, which is a... you know, salt mine from it's in Pakistan in the hills that are just south of the Himalayas in the Karakoram range.
Wow!
And it's the whole natural salt that's been there since 250 million years ago, as best as we can tell. So it's the very pure soil salt from the days before industrial pollution, right?
Wow, that's amazing.
So anyway, that salt. When you use that on your food, everything tastes better. I mean, I hear this comment again and again. People are just amazed how much it makes a difference in the taste of the food they eat. And the second thing is people who are afraid of getting high blood pressure when they start using this salt, this does not come up. You know, this salt does not cause the blood pressure increase. For some reason, natural salt works.
Right. It's kind of like refined flour, right? As opposed to when you just grind up a bunch of wheat and you get the whole wheat into the bread.
Yeah.
And the difference in that, you know, because that just, there's no nutrition in that at all. And I wonder how much nutrition there is in you know, salt that's been so heavily.
Well, you know, the natural salt still is 98% sodium chloride. So it's mostly just that. But it comes with all kinds of... additional nutrients. I mean, if I went poetic on you, you know, it is the salt from the amniotic fluid of life. I mean, it's the ancient ocean that dried up, and it's all the minerals that were in it. So this is the stuff that the trilobites were swimming in. This is from before the dinosaurs. This is the way the planet was when it was really young.
Right.
So
who wouldn't want to be eating that, right?
Yeah. And of course, we also have the bath salt version of it. So when you feel really exotic, or I should say indulgent, when you feel like really doing something nice for yourself, you can have yourself a salt bath. That's very beneficial too.
Right, right.
So that's your second really basic thing. People are afraid of taking too much sodium, but you know, it's needed in your digestive system. The chloride is used in the stomach to make the hydrochloric acid, and the sodium is used in your pancreas to make the sodium bicarbonate that's used to neutralize the chyme after it comes from the stomach into the small intestine. So, anyway, salt, another basic ingredient. Right. How about water? How about water? Something really, really basic.
That's about as basic as it can get.
And there we go. You know, most people don't think that water that they get from the water tap is any good anymore. I mean, the craze is to buy this commercially made water, you know, filtered and mineral and spring and who knows what else, specialty water, right?
Right, right.
And there's something to it. It tastes better and does more for you. Here's an interesting point. Water, the molecules of water, which are composed of one oxygen and two hydrogen, are capable of disconnecting, or at least becoming a polarized opposite, meaning there's the OH hydroxyl and the H ion. So the water is actually the the solvent, the universal solvent that can attach to salts, take them apart. And this ability of water to create these ions also reflects itself in its inner bonds. The water molecules form hydrogen bonds with one another. Mm. I guess to give you a poetic description of what that looks like, it's sort of like a whole bunch of school children walking together, holding hands.
Huh.
That's a cool image, right?
That is. That
now,
is.
Imagine that you're trying to get the water into your cells. And it's a very tiny opening. They have to get through that opening one molecule at a time. If the clump of these children is still holding hands, you can't get them through a small opening in the fence. They won't make it. You have to convince them to let go and go single file. Well, similar thing with the water. We call it the structured water. It should have been called destructured water, because what we do is we take out the hydrogen bonds out of the water so that it becomes more loose, more hydrating to the internal cellular structure. In fact, you have your personal experience with it too, right? I mean, you're drinking the structured water now.
Yeah, all the time, and it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I went traveling. I went away for 5 days. I thought, well, I'm not going to bother bringing my water structuring on this trip. So I just drank whatever was out there. I came home. I drank 2 quarts of my structured water straight, first thing.
Huh.
I mean, I was feeling so parched. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So what that tells me is that people should get themselves some water structure. I mean, it's as cheap as getting a bag of precious pearls that we sell for $15. And that'll last you 15 years. No, pardon me, 5 years for the $15. Or else, you know, we have these other devices, all of which are capable of structuring your water.
I really like the 84.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a really neat thing. I like it very much because it's I can take it with me anywhere. Yeah. I've just recently taken it to a party, and I wanted to amuse myself. We got a bottle of wine and poured 2 glasses out of it. Well, actually, we poured multiple glasses out of it, but I set one on top of the ADR4 and left the other one next to it, and then I had people tasting it. Everybody, without exception, was picking the charged glass of wine, saying, "This is much nicer, smooth, sort of like more expensive wine."
Right.
Yeah.
No different than the other glass that they didn't like.
Yeah. So that there's your other basic. And of course, then there's the electromagnetic pollution in your world. We have this wonderful ADR Protect, you know, that you could be wearing all the time.
Right, and that's an important thing to think of.
Yeah. I use the ADR3, which is an electromagnetic pollution eliminator or harmonizer. I have five of them sitting in my office. Not that I need five, but it's just that it happens that it's sitting here. And it really is quite nice. Somebody came visiting here, and they were asking me, so what do you do? And I said, well, first of all, tell me, can you tell a difference when you sit in this office? What's it feel like? And the fellow says, you know, it feels really peaceful. And I says, well, there you go, and look at that. There are three computers in this room, and they're all running, and you feel peaceful. Try to get that in your busy city office.
Right.
So, there we are. Yes, ADR3. Get rid of your geopathic stress and the electrosmog.
And that's part of the keys of going back to basic too, isn't it? Reducing the amount of stress that we've got, whether it's pollution related or, you know, mental stimulation or the problems that occur or the stress that occurs in the body when it doesn't get the nutrients or the water that it needs.
Yeah, that's correct. Those are the basics. Of course, one other issue I would bring up is some people have food sensitivities. Mm-hmm. You know, the most common sensitivities are gluten, which would be wheat, rye, oats, barley, you know, those type of grains.
Right.
The next one would be eggs. The next one would be corn. What are the? Oh, nightshades, tomatoes and related plants. Those would be the most common allergens as far as food is concerned. Of course, seafood is another one that many people have problems with. And then the other one is the white death. Refined sugar, refined flour, refined salt.
Right.
Topped up with MSG and aspartame, as in all the diet drinks, right?
Yeah.
Those would probably be the icing on the cake. Pun intended.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you have problems with digestion, eliminate that for sure. And then find a way to repopulate your digestive system with beneficial bacteria, or not just bacteria, but all the microbes that are supposed to be there.
Right.
You know, people that have been drinking chlorinated water, chlorine kills bacteria, right?
Yes.
Well, if you drink chlorinated water, what do you suppose the chlorine does in your intestine?
Probably kills all the bacteria.
Yeah, that's it, Scott. You got it. So, if you know, you need to, number one, stop drinking chlorinated water. Number two, if you've taken antibiotics, you've done even worse than that. So, number three, then, please start taking some probiotics. You must. At least once a year, give yourself a course of probiotics to repopulate the digestive tract with healthy flora.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we make our own called Strata Flora, but we also sell Generation Plus Floracol, which is a wonderful blend of, it's not cheap, you know, $60 for a bottle, but it's hard to buy quality without spending money on the ingredients.
That's right.
Yeah. Somebody just wrote to me today, didn't sign the email. It was just, I forget the name now, but it didn't sign the, you know, it was a handle on the email that didn't really have a name to it.
Mm.
And the person was saying, here you are writing a newsletter accusing somebody of overpricing their health food, and look at you charging these enormous sums for your golden line of health foods. How dare you? So I was writing back saying, you know, what you're mistaking is high price for high quality. Sometimes a high quality product has to cost in order to deliver that.
Oh, that's right.
So I guess the words I was trying to get across was, don't look at the sticker. Consider what's in it. And I guess that goes for everything, you know. When you go to a restaurant, when you get this special at McDonald's for $1.69 or whatever it is, or Kentucky Fried Snacker for $1.
Right. What are you really getting?
Yeah, what did you get? Was it really worth a whole dollar? Probably was, right? Maybe it was even the last liter. It probably was worth $1.50. But can you afford to eat so cheaply? You know, should you have instead gone into the juice bar and paid $3 for a glass of carrot juice?
That's right. Well, and you know, it's kind of funny that you bring that up, Martin, because oftentimes, well, I get into a bad habit, right? One bad habit I have is I like hot chocolate with whipping cream on top. And I like going to a corner cafe and coffee shop and having it, because it's kind of nice to sit there with some friends or read a paper or just relax, get out and about. So I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about the expansion of my waist that was occurring, and I thought, what could I do a little bit differently that might, you know, save my waist and all the problems that I'm running into? So
Thinking of giving up your chocolate?
Well, I thought, what could I have instead when I go in? Hang on just a sec. So what I said to him was, what I said to them was, do you have any juices? And they showed me the juice counter, and there was these organic carrot juices and green juices and all sorts of other types of juices. And I thought, well, I keep hearing I'm not getting enough fruits and vegetables, so I'm going to drink some vegetable juice instead of my hot chocolate. And so there I am getting some juice, getting some vegetables, and not getting hot chocolate full of sugar.
Well, congratulations and compliments.
Thanks. So oftentimes if we just look at what we're doing and say, what can we substitute, right? Rather than saying, well, I can't have something, what would I like to have that I could have instead? And these juices are like $3 or $4, right? But the thing is my hot chocolate is $3 or $4 too, right?
Absolutely. It's similar, yeah.
You know, so I'm thinking, I'm willing to go into Starbucks and pay $4 for hot chocolate that's not good. Why am I hesitating to go into a grocery store and get organic juice that's $4?
Yeah, it's advertising, you know. They have us programmed.
Mm-hmm.
It has become completely normal to spend $3 on a cup of coffee every day.
Yes.
And yet, you know, the bottle of the top-class superfood that we sell, you know, $100 for the bottle, well, you divide that into 30 days, that's $3 a day, right?
Yeah.
Sort of, almost.
Yeah.
It's
the same price.
Same price as a fancy cup of coffee, and it could keep you nourished for the entire day. In fact, a side story here, we had a massage therapist, a natural healer type fellow. He wanted to lose some weight, so he went on a diet of straight Exola iridesa, nothing else. Mind you, he was drinking fruit juices and water with it.
Mm.
In his first 30 days, he lost the weight he wanted to lose, but he was enjoying the energy he had so much that he decided to extend the fast. He went for 3 more months on nothing else other than the Exola iridesa and juices.
Wow.
And he said he was feeling so fantastic. He just, well, it was amazing. The way he broke the fast, he said he just was missing the oral pleasures of eating food.
Right.
That's sort of like your chocolate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to now and then go and have some fun, something that really feels good.
Yes. But doing it once in a while as opposed to 3 times a day is a big difference, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. 5 cups of coffee a day is a whole different story.
Yes.
Mind you, the people that do 5 cups of coffee a day, I want to talk to them because they should trade half of their coffee habit on our green superfoods.
Mm-hmm.
I want some of that business, please.
That's right. And they'll really... The energy is just amazing when you're on those superfoods, too. Like, I really notice a difference when I'm waiting for my next shipment to come in, because it's just like...
Oh, you ran out, huh?
Yeah, every once in a while. Or I did like you did. I go on the road for a week and leave them behind, and I go, oh, man, I could sure use this energy.
Yes.
It's very, very cool.
Yeah. So did we cover it? Yeah. Watch your electromagnetic stress. Take care of your water. Take care of the nutrients. Don't eat toxins. Exercise to eliminate.
I think we covered the basics that people need to live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
And all of it's easy to do, and you can do it all in, if you're not doing any of it, you know, you can do it all in small steps. But at least, you know, taking steps towards that will give you a long and healthy life, as opposed to the alternative, which is heading into the hospital to get cut up all the time.
Well, and those are temporary measures, right?
Yes.
The Western medicine is so good at saving you from emergency situations. Crisis management, oh gosh, if I have a crisis, I do want to have the Western medicine in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But for chronic conditions or degenerative conditions, the Western medicine is useless. It's worse than useless. It's counterproductive. I would say any illness that you may have that has the itis in it, you know, bursitis and phlebitis and diabetes and whatever else stuff. Those are all inflammatory conditions. Those all can be cured so much better with nutritional supplementation than anything else.
Well, I think you've said it all, Martin.
Well, I've said enough. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to wind up this episode of the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast. Thank you, Martin, for sharing that great information and your passion. As always, I've learned a lot, and I really appreciate you. And if you've got any comments that you'd like to leave, or questions that you've got for Martin or myself, you can leave them at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. That's lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. And if you're interested in learning more about, like, the heart studies formula, we'll have a link to that page in the Life Enthusiast Co-op website at the podcast page, or you can head over to www.life-enthusiast.com and look through all the, there's tons and tons of information on how you can prevent disease and keep yourself healthy and all those sort of good things. And Martin, any last words?
Eat your greens, drink your good water, and get some exercise. And here's Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody.